Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930. The answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. And hello to our friends in Germany tonight tuning in. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, as well as our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, our Moak Mail Center, mail haulers, all in the mail out there tonight. And let's not forget about our suicide jockeys taking the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to where we need to have it. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, on Parler, on Gab, on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're also on Twitter. And we're also on Instagram, and you can find us at all those places. Just type in the word Captain's America, all one word, Captain, with an S on the end of it, America. That'll get you there. There you go. All righty. And joining us tonight on this monumental night, and we'll tell you what that's all about, we have the one, the only, the incomparable Professor of Politics, Kyle Warren.
Right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
Yay! 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 It's 82 degrees outside, perfectly clear skies, and everybody is in a rock and roll moment over there up on the porch. So there you go. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
And to the Republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I told you so, I told you so, I told you so. Liz Cheney got voted out of office. She will not be around next year in Congress unless she finds a way to pick up another party that she can run with.
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah, she overwhelmingly lost the GOP primary there in Wyoming. And actually, she made some pretty interesting statements following all this, Captain.
Yeah, let's listen to that.
That's right. Here we go. Liz Cheney, and you got to hold on to something tight here because, well, we'll just let her speak for herself.
The great and original champion of our party, Abraham Lincoln, was defeated in elections for the Senate and the House before he won the most important election of all. Lincoln ultimately prevailed. He saved our union, and he defined our obligation as Americans for all of history. Speaking at Gettysburg of the great task remaining before us Lincoln said that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from this earth.
And there you have it, Captain. I guess comparing herself to Abraham Lincoln, supposedly because Donald Trump is the worst possible threat ever to the Union, something like that.
Well, it also sounded like as if she was announcing that she was running for president, because it sounded like her next goal was going to be what she was describing, which would be running for president.
Running for president, evidently saving the Union, perhaps. This kind of thing. But yeah, very, very interesting. And I would think as well that this was prepared, you know, obviously well before this primary was actually run, because I think she had quite an inkling that she was not going to prevail in the primary.
Gee, what was your first clue?
Right, right. Well, but of course, the Trump-endorsed candidate won overwhelmingly there. But it is interesting, though, Captain, what the next chapter could hold for Liz Cheney. Like you mentioned, she could go to another party. She could be embraced by Democrats.
Well, wait till you hear this one. You want to know what I heard?
What's that?
She also maintains a residence in Virginia. She could show up in Virginia and run as a Democrat or an independent in Virginia in an open district that's there. I believe Fairfax, Virginia is where she lives.
Well, I think, too, one of the next things to watch for is what is Liz Cheney going to say or do on the January 6th committee, and what she will say or do outside of that committee, knowing now that she won't be serving in Congress come January.
Well, there's an expression called Katie bar the door. Because
right.
All bets are off right now on what she might or might not do.
Well, exactly right. So it's very interesting sort of development, but and we got more primaries too as well that we'll talk about, I know, after we come back from the break. So.
Oh, we got Sarah Palin, we got Lisa Murkowski, there were three different things going on in Alaska, and we'll get into all that. And by the way, Lisa Murkowski barely got into the big dance in November. Barely. She almost got beat. But she's made it in there because of the way they do things in Alaska. They take the top three and they put them in there to run off. So there you go. All right, hold the fork there, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Wednesday morning.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, I will take it away. And thank you very much, Kyle Warren, and thank you very much, folks, for tuning in. And caller, I'll get to you in a minute. This portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com website. Now, you probably remember that Mike Lindell, the story behind him was that he was not politically correct and didn't say the right words and supported Donald Trump and got himself in trouble with the big box stores, so to speak, and they dropped him like a lead balloon, and that left him with all his product and some nowhere to sell it except for what we're doing right now, telling you about his website, telling you about his product, and then people went over there by the droves and bought and bought and bought and bought and bought. He's now got another website where you can go, called MyStore.com. Get to that in just a second. Now, you can go over to MyPillow.com and go in the Radio Listener Specials page and use the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, when you do that, it'll qualify you for all of the buy one, get ones that are in there, some of which happen to be the MyPillow Giza bed sheets, the Giza Elegance My Pillows, which are the fancy ones, the six-piece towel sets, which are the towels that actually fit you, the Roll and Go Anywhere My Pillows. Somebody was telling me about them last night and how much they liked them when they travel around. And again, that's over at the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Always use the promo code CAPTAIN. It'll get you in the door and save you money. Now, you've also got MyStore.com. And I'm going to bring Kyle into the mix here. Okay, Kyle, MyStore.com has a whole lot of different things in there, and you've got a, kind of like a little list there. So tell us what's in there that's different.
Well, that's right, Captain. Over at mystore.com, you're going to find a lot of different things, from kitchen and dining to a bath, also to sports and outdoor things, toys and games, also a garden and patio, very popular these days, of course, and also things to do with health and home improvement, household essentials, and all kinds of great stuff, and even stuff for your pets as well. Mm-hmm. That's all over at mystore.com.
And those beautiful, beautiful American flags, the woven American flags, the best quality American flag you can buy, they got over there too. So take advantage of that. Now, again, you get all of this by going to either mypillow.com into the Radio Listener Specials page, or to go over to mystore.com and use the promo code CAPTAIN. The phone number, if you want to call and talk to a live person, is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Okay, before we get to the rest of what we're going to talk about here, in case you're hiding under a rock, Liz Cheney was soundly defeated by more than 2-1. In Wyoming. She will no longer be on the ballot in the fall in Wyoming as a member of the Republican Party running for Congress. She could, however, show up in Virginia, where she has a place in Fairfax, Virginia, and try to get on the ballot there, either as a third-party candidate or as a member of the Democratic Party, or who knows how screwy it is over there, might even make it over there as a Republican candidate, but I doubt it. So she probably would run as a Democrat because there is a vacant seat over there, and she probably would run for that seat. I believe she's narcissistic enough to do that. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right about the idea that she may not be able to run as a Republican. She seems to have been soundly rejected, and I don't know the idea that, well, it's a different part of the country, would fly as easily. So I think you're right. I think she'd have to run as a Democrat, maybe as an independent. And I think it's also important to point out that while she may be in, you know, someone like Liz Cheney would might be embraced by liberal talk show people or by liberal politicians, you know, I don't know really how far that goes, because I think they're really just more interested in her criticizing Trump and how far they can get down the road with her criticizing him.
And then in Alaska, Sarah Palin qualified to run in November, be on the ballot. She was just narrowly defeated by a Democrat by 2 points, and she beat a Republican who trails along behind her, and those top three vote-getters, that's the way it works there in Alaska, go to the November ballot. Now, Lisa Murkowski barely, and I mean barely, won, but she would have qualified even if she'd finished number two, because she won by 1.2 percentage points as it stands right now with 59% of the vote in Alaska.
Well, that's right, and I hope I'm pronouncing the last name here correctly, but it's a Trump-endorsed candidate, Kelly Tishabaka, I believe.
I was going to say, Tishabaka!
Yeah, right. Well, she is very, very close to Murkowski.
Yeah.
In this, and so to say, it's really not a done deal for the incumbent senator at this point.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines, because on the phone lines we're being graced with the presence of His Royal Majesty. Sometimes wants to be king, but all the time wants to be the mayor of Clearwater. So here he is, Mike in Clearwater.
You're too kind.
I know.
Anyway,
you should have been where I was last night.
Where was that?
The Tampa Bay Trump Club.
Oh, yes, Captain.
We had a packed house, standing room only.
Yeah. Anyway, Kyle, here's my question. So the president is not stupid. He never would have taken paperwork out of there that he wasn't supposed to have. He did declassify what he had. And the fact that they're not going to release this affidavit, oh, well, there's confidential witnesses and this and that. Okay, redact it and then release it. Because the fact that them not releasing it tells me that it's not above board. They're being very sneaky. They're probably terrified, because if it does get released, it'll be revealed for the sham that it is. Second of all, Virginia voted for Glenn Youngkin. So, you know, good luck with that, Liz Cheney. I don't think that snowball has a better chance of surviving in hell. And then thirdly, I was listening to Clay and Buck yesterday, And they said something interesting, Kyle, and it's kind of scary, but they said, you have Democrats out there that'll probably vote Democrat again because they don't want to admit that they made a mistake. They know better. They know they voted wrong, but God forbid if they have to admit to it or accept responsibility for it. So what do you have to say? Thank you so much.
Go ahead, Kyle.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Mike. Yeah, well, some people will dig in. I think that's inevitable. Some people don't want to admit if they ever made a bad decision. I think we all know somebody that might be like that in our lives at some point or another. But on the whole, I think people are looking at their families and they're saying, we got to do something different here. The Democrats are literally leading us over a cliff politically and economically. And so I think hopefully the majority of voters on the Democrat side are going to say we do need to make some kind of a change. And then briefly to your point about Donald Trump taking out documents, I heard it described pretty well in the sense that Donald Trump didn't pack up boxes when he left the White House. So he didn't, you know, he's not some kind of, you know, supervillain packing up his own stuff. And yes, he would have declassified these things, and it will all come out in the wash, I think.
Well, the FBI continues to flail after its raid on Mar-a-Lago, ostensibly under the guise of protecting government records. Now, on Monday evening, last night, or night before last, sorry, we learned that the Bureau had leaked falsehoods about not seizing the former president's passports. Now, NBC and CBS were saying as late as yesterday in the afternoon that that's not true. His passports were not seized at all. He's got his passports, right?
Right.
Well, we know that that's not true. They were lying about it because he produced Donald Trump. The whole thing was disproven after Donald Trump dropped an email proving that they did, in fact, take the passports, and they were now offering to return them. Now, it's kind of hard to debunk that one now, isn't it?
Well, exactly right. And it also, this goes part and parcel, Captain, with the indiscriminate just, you know, hoovering up, as it might be called, not the J. Edgar Hoover, but the vacuum cleaner Hoover, hoovering it all up at one particular moment at Mar-a-Lago, and they probably did get hold of all those kinds of documents like passports.
Listen to you. You're selling vacuum cleaners now. How about that? All right. Now, here's the big deal. This is what came out of this yesterday. Eric Trump dropped a bombshell. He's claiming to have a silver bullet from the raid. He supposedly has the actual surveillance footage, which will be released at the right time.
This is very, very interesting because, of course, you know, the American people do want to know the facts. The videotape may help to shed light on those.
You remember
facts.
Joe Webb?
This is done. Just about now.
Nothing but facts, man. Nothing but facts. Yeah. All right. Hold that thought, Kyle. All right, folks. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back right after that break. We're going to dig right back into it again. Vladimir Putin is up to it again. And Andrew Cuomo sounding like a Republican. I'll be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-8-
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News.
A judge has scheduled a hearing Thursday on potentially unsealing FBI records related to the raid of former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home in Florida last week. Trump said the FBI demanded all security cameras be turned off during the raid. He clarified on social media, quote, "We said no," unquote. Meanwhile, the former president said the Department of Justice and FBI had returned his passports, stating, "This should not happen in America." Stocks ended mostly higher on Wall Street Tuesday after another bumpy day as investors cautiously reviewed mostly encouraging financial results from major retailers. The S&P 500 index wound up with a modest gain of 0.2%, while the tech-heavy NASDAQ fell. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And in case you're just tuning in and didn't hear the earlier news, Liz Cheney has been voted into political oblivion. Wyoming no longer wants her. She was voted off the ballot as a Republican by over 2-1. Kevin Lisa Monster here. Yes, that's right, laughing man, by over 2-1. And she, we better get rid of him. Okay, let's see here. Okay, well, gee whiz. But anyway, there you go. And this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. I'm sorry, you got me laughing too. And of course, Relief Factor is a product that I've been taking for more than 8 years. And the reason I take it, folks, is because it works. And if you're struggling with back, neck, leg, shoulder, hip, foot, ankle, wrist, whatever the pain might happen to be, or just general muscle aches and pains, then I would suggest you try the 3-week quick start. And in doing so, for about $1 a day, you'll know whether or not that product's going to work for you in about a 3-week time. $19.95 is all it costs. ReliefFactor.com/captain is the website. ReliefFactor.com/captain. One more time, ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go get the 3-week quick start. Because, Kyle, what do we tell them?
All you have to lose is pain.
Bingo. Now.
Exactly right.
Now, Andrew Cuomo is sounding a lot like somebody who's trying to find himself again and perhaps run for some sort of office. Well, he was allowed yesterday by a court to keep the $5.1 million advance that he got on the book that he wrote. Remember that book?
Oh, that's right. Yep.
Yep. So, America's governor, or whatever he was calling himself at the time, gets to keep that money, which he still got most of it intact. That, to me, sounds like quite a war chest to run for office again.
Well, that's true, and I think that was the Joint Commission on Public Ethics back in several months ago that voted pretty overwhelmingly to not endorse this whole thing. But Captain, I just don't know about Andrew Cuomo. I think that he's been so tarnished, and yes, he may try to make some kind of comeback, but I can't imagine running for anything where the questions from the reporters, rightfully so, would always be, well, what about this and what about that and what about that accusation and what do you say to this? I just think it would constantly, he resigned in disgrace, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, and what do you think they're going to be asking Liz Cheney?
Well, what's that? Yeah.
Do you think you can win again?
Oh, right. Well, exactly. Well, I think her whole thing with the clip that we heard in the first segment where she compared herself to Abraham Lincoln probably says it all.
I must have missed something along the way.
Well, yeah. Well, she's setting herself up as someone who's, quote, going to save the Union. And I think it's a little grandiose in terms. I mean, they obviously planned for her to come out and say that. But it certainly, I think it was just a little too far over the top. If your whole thing is, your entire thing in life now is anti-Donald Trump, that's a one-trick pony in my opinion.
The committee that has no authority to go anywhere, known as the January 6th committee, that's my little take on it, by the way, it's no authority to go anywhere. Is once again, Adam Schiff is at the verge of all of this. Adam Schiff may get a third chance at Trump after the Russia and Ukraine bust. I don't know what's going to happen here, but there may be a third shot at Trump with Adam Schiff in charge. All I can say is I wish somebody would get a shovel and dig a hole and have it ready to put Adam Schiff in it when he loses again.
Well, I think he's going to have be very embarrassed again. And Captain, if you just reversed the roles, if he was some Republican, a Republican congressman, and was doing the same kind of thing against, say, Obama, then he would be a laughingstock. But because it's reversed and he's a Democrat and he's talking about Trump, and here we go again with some kind of Russia collusion thing. It's going to be old hat, and it's not going to cut through the noise, and people are going to go yawn about it.
Yes, yes, and yes. And I'll even throw another one in there, yes.
Yeah.
Now, Donald Trump said the FBI Mar-a-Lago raid was most unfortunate because they grabbed everything they could get their hands on like a common criminal.
Yeah, and again, I think this rubs the public the wrong way. I think if they would release the affidavits, if the warrant was fairly narrow in scope, if it was some kind of specific thing, if they've built a case against Donald Trump, the former president, then maybe the public might be more keen to say, well, tell me more, or I go along with this. But because they did it like they did it, I think most people say to themselves, oh, my gosh, what kind of country are we living in at this point? Because if there were nuclear secrets or other time-sensitive espionage problems that they were trying to get at, well, why did it take so long? Where was the sense of urgency? It's so much politics. They can't cover up the politics of this.
No, they can't, and it's very obvious to those of us that follow politics that this is a they've created more of a mess than what they had to begin with. And, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, right here on the program. And let's talk now about Vladimir Putin and also about Iran. Now, Vladimir Putin has offered in our hemisphere three countries some of the most advanced weapon systems that Russia has in a socialist triad down in South America.
Well, that's right. That's right. And I think, Captain, this is Putin's way of trying to not necessarily distract from, but trying to open up the fronts, as it were, in terms of what the West and what the free world has to worry about Putin doing next or what he's involved in. And it just is, it's another way of him trying to muddy up the waters in terms of how he, in his mind, I think it's important to know, in his mind, how he's somehow bringing back the good old days of the Soviet Union and its influence.
Now, Vladimir Putin also says, and he said this yesterday, that the United States wants to drag out the conflict in the Ukraine. Well, I say to that, I think it's the other way around. I think Russia wants to drag the conflict out while they're trying to figure out how they can regroup and go in and take control of Ukraine.
Well, exactly right. Yeah, I think that they're absolutely dumbfounded that it's gone this direction, and it wasn't a lightning war or blitzkrieg. It wasn't over in a couple of two or three days. It's obviously, I think, very unpopular in terms of the Russian people, but I do think we'd also be surprised at the level of support that it probably does enjoy in Russia. But overall, it's going to be protracted, and it will become more unpopular over time.
So let's see if we can understand this. Iran went after the author, Rushdie, and almost killed him and attacked an American citizen. And yes, we know it was Iran. And yes, we know that this guy was tied up with the Iranian Revolutionary Guard and other notables inside Iran. This was something that they were aware of what he was doing, we're now hearing. But here's the deal, okay? If Iran is on this terror blitz, why would Joe Biden still want to negotiate with them to get a nuclear deal, which isn't going to be in our favor?
Well, I don't know, Captain. Maybe that's just more evidence that maybe Biden needs to
retire.
Have a nice long rest somewhere, and maybe make some baskets or something. Because this is over the top.
Maybe he can repair tires.
Well, right, but over the top, ridiculously stupid maneuver that in anybody's book, regardless if you are a Republican operative or a Democrat operative, or you work for the Democrats, work for the Republicans, or no matter what, everybody should be able to see with common sense that Iran is, we can't make a deal with them. It's just not going to work. They're going to continue to do what they've been doing. I'm talking about the regime in Tehran. And you even go back to the fatwa, right, against Salman Rushdie. And that was, what was that, 30 years ago at least?
Yeah.
And they don't forget. They do not forget.
No, they do not. And unfortunately for us, we're kind of hung up in that.
Well, that's right. And even back then, I remember I actually had a professor who was a notable author as well. And I remember when the Satanic Verses came out and the whole thing with the fatwa. And it was quite a major thing even back then.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we take the first look at our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, look at the roads out there, see what's going on tonight. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Trucker's Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
is the one and the only, the incomparable Delbert McClinton, standing on shaky ground. And, of course, that was played years ago on TV. What the heck was the name of that show on National Public Television? That's
Austin City Limits.
That's it. That's what I was played in. That's what that was. That was a live performance right there. So how about that? How about that? And how about that? You get a three. How abouts? How about?
Well, that's got a great sound. I mean, that just really cooks. That's really good.
Oh yeah, I know. And even Aerosmith, when they play their version of it, you just want to get up and just do it to it. All right, well, dangerous heat is expected across areas in Texas and from Washington through California. Several daily high temperature records are going to be set for the next couple of days or broken out west. Monsoonal showers and thunderstorms may once again result in flash flooding and debris flows over the southwestern part of the U.S. through Friday, and locally heavy rains are expected from, along with thunderstorms, in the southeastern part of the United States. We're going to have some big old-fashioned thunder boomers coming across today. So, take it away. What's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. Of course, yes, the heat advisories and excessive heat warnings continue starting up in the state of Washington. We're going to have heat advisories pretty much over the entire state with some excessive heat warnings that are going to be a little bit east of Seattle, north up to the border with Canada, and a little bit south down towards Ashford. But you want to be careful, of course, because this kind of hot weather can really do a number on people, especially the elderly. So you definitely want to continue to check on your neighbors, make sure you're drinking water, and make sure you're checking in with your friends and loved ones. We've also got excessive heat just north of Boise, Idaho. Now, Boise, in that area, looks like they could get up temperatures, Captain, up to about 103 expected. Right now, it's, I think, 76 degrees in Boise, Idaho. But just a little to the northwest of them, in Vail, Oregon, the temperatures could go up to about 106 in a little pocket there. So definitely, you want to be aware of this. The heat advisories continue down through most of Oregon, also down through California and down through the Central Valley. So again, excessive heat warnings, and then heat advisories down in basically Riverside County, San Bernardino area. We actually had some flash flood warnings earlier in the day, Captain, for that part of California. Speaking of flash flooding, monsoonal moisture continues to be a factor in northwestern Nevada, coming out of I-80, where you can get thunderstorm chances all through this week. And we're talking real thunderstorms, so you want to be aware of that and be careful in that area. Looking at the rain map here briefly, we do have rain on I-25 down near Trinidad in Colorado as you head towards the border with New Mexico. Rain staying north of Santa Fe and Albuquerque at this point. But also, of course, when you come into New Mexico on I-25, you're going to have the rain with you for quite some way down towards Wagon Mound and then east over to the border there with Texas and Oklahoma, and then also in southeastern Colorado, Lamar, Springfield, that rain's going to pass on over into Kansas as well. So be careful out there.
Now, not to be outdone, but it's been raining for days. This system that came in off the Gulf of Mexico is a tropical system, and came in, and it's just been dumping rain all along the Mexican border and parts of Mexico and into Texas. And Fort Stockton up towards Ruidoso in New Mexico, you have got an area of rain, and it's just solid rain. You've got flooding going on down below as well in Texas, down to the Mexican border, which goes in the area of I-10 down there. I-10's got nowhere to go but right there. And then again, some of this also just barely gets up towards Pecos, towards the split where I-10 and I-20 come together or end, whatever the case may be, on the western side of I-20. So there is weather going on there right now. But when we take a look and move over further to the east, I'm going to go up into the Midwest. The western part of Kentucky tonight, the western part, and the southern part of Illinois, you've got a foul air alert there for stagnant air that just kind of settled in that area. And, of course, for you people that have asthma and other lung-related problems, you get out in that weather and it just is terrible. It does nothing for you but just make you feel worse. And when we go over to the East Coast, we've got some areas of fog over there tonight, Chesapeake Bay in particular. But when we move up Long Island way, there's some offshore weather that seems to be affecting the coastline, as well as Cape Cod and that area all the way up the coastline of Maine. And that's the remnants of what we had down here that kind of breezed through here, came from the western part of the Gulf of Mexico, cut across Florida, and then without paying a lot of attention, became subtropical and moved up the East Coast. It's all the way up now, almost into Nova Scotia. So there you go. Weather can really change fast, can it?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah, so people, you got to be paying attention. And the other thing is not that I want to wake anybody up here, but it is that time of the year when we still have hurricane season out there, and we still have the possibility for some different things to happen. So keep your eyes in the skies, and so far we've been lucky, knock on wood, but one of these times it's going to just all open up.
Yes, exactly.
Yep. We don't go the whole year in hurricane season without having something somewhere. So I'm just sitting here thinking to myself, I don't know who's going to get it first, but this could be a real barn burner.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have anything to burn yet.
Right.
All right. Well, tell us about the Highway and Byway Report sponsored by Pilot and Fly J.
Well, we sure will, Captain. Don't forget, folks, the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report each morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And right now, through October 31st, you can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas that you buy at the Pilot or Flying J Travel Center simply by becoming a member of the Rewards Program. That's the My Rewards Plus app. You want to download that. You can download it for your iOS or Android device. And you can start saving right now. And 10 cents a gallon, that's going to add up, especially between now and October 31st. So you definitely want to become a member. If you're not already a member, it's easy to join. As I said, go to pilotflyingj.com to find out more information. And then also, of course, check out the Axle Fuel Card, especially for trucking fleets. You definitely want to check out the Axle Fuel Card. They've got great rates. They've got great benefits. And so definitely they see, because folks, the people at Pilot and Flying J, they love truckers and they want you to have the best experience possible. PilotFlyingJ.com.
You betcha. And by the way, hang on there, Kyle. Just as I said, it's that time of the year. Down over the Yucatan, we have a disturbance right now that might be, who knows, a tropical form, a storm of some sort coming into the Caribbean and then up into the Gulf. We'll see. We'll see. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.